T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Born March 15th in Massapequa, New York, we first met him as the front man for multi-platinum legends, Twisted Sister. But he's since gone on to become a one-man media empire. From film and reality television, to the Broadway stage. From crusading for free speech against the PMRC, to hosting his own syndicated radio show, he's set to release a new solo album later this year. Twisted Sister are currently winding down their farewell tour. And now he's released a new video, directed by illusionist Chris Angel, of a stripped-down version of the Twisted Sister classic, We're Not Gonna Take It, to raise awareness for Angel's Help Every Life Possible charity. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, Dee Snider.
You're under the blade, oh, you're under the blade.
Lift up your hands in praise, you can't stop rock and roll.
I wanna rock.
Hey Dee, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. My head is kind of spinning at the life this video and song has taken on. It's insane. I'm crossing the 2 million views threshold on my Facebook page.
Yeah. Dude, it's a powerful video. It really is, D. I had to watch it a second time because I turned it off the first time. I just clicked out because I started looking at those images of those sick little kids and their parents, and I you know, you just start to cry. And then I went back, I shared it, and then sat down with it again. But it really changes the meaning of that song when you start to read those statistics scroll across the screen.
Yeah, well, let me share with you the history of, I'll try to keep it concise, of how this song came to be. I'm working on a new solo album. It's coming out in October. It's called We Are the Ones, and this is a mainstream rock record written with the top songwriters of today. Think Foo Fighters, think 30 Seconds to Mars. Forget about 80s rock. This is moving forward. And my producer, David Ranger, was looking for a song. He said, "Dee, I want to just show your voice. You know, it's still powerful, but you also have all these years and miles on it. And when you hear it just like stripped away, it really can just, it just has its own quality to it, you know?" So I said, we're trying to figure out what song to do. And I said, you know, my nutritionist, dude, he called me one day. He said, "I had a dream." It was a couple years ago. He said, "I had a dream. You came out at the end of a concert, and with a piano and just a vocal, you sang a stripped-down, slowed-down version of When I Could Take It, and the crowd went wild." And I said, "Yeah, you know, just prescribe me some more vitamins, okay? Just shut up." And so I mentioned it to Damon, and Damon said, "You know, that's an interesting thought, because the message, the power of the words, has kind of got lost in the karaoke, having a great time at the bar, you know, right, and the sporting event, We're Not Going to Take It, that it's become today." So Damon Ranger, to his credit, came back. He said, "What do you think of this?" And he just lays out this little piano part, and we cut it, and it's very powerful, and it's scheduled to be on the new album. Cut to a few months ago, Chris Angel calls me. We're friends for a long time. He says, "Hey, man, I'm doing this event to fight children's cancer. Will you support it? Will you come down?" I'm like, "Absolutely." I said, "You know, I just recorded this song. I think it might have a place in your campaign." And I sent it to him, and he called me back literally 3 minutes after hearing, after he got it, and said, "Can I please use this as our battle cry?" And I said, "Absolutely." So I arranged, you know, for kind of gratis use. And he said, "I want to shoot a video." And to his credit, that's all Chris Angel, the video part of it. You know, the music, the delivery, the performance, but he had a vision for that video, and it's really powerful and really effective.
Yeah, it really is. The response has been absolutely amazing on all of our pages. Everybody who watches it, everybody, I mean, it's truly moving. And you know, if you want to move the needle in this world, if you really want people to get behind something, you have to give them something real, and you have to give them something that they can feel deeply, and that's what you guys have done. And I, you know, Criss Angel sometimes, because he was such a flashy guy and he was got so big so fast, you know, like everybody, he'll take some lumps. But people, if they didn't realize, his charity is 100% charity, and that's unheard of. It's just unheard of.
Well, everybody's aware, you know, cancer touches everybody. There's no degrees of separation from anybody in cancer.
Right.
Okay, I mean, it's just somebody, everybody knows somebody. But until I did work with Criss, I didn't realize that only 4% of the funding, the research money, goes to curing children's cancers, and that's 12 different children's cancers, split 4% of the money, the research money, and children are our future. And, you know, Criss, like so many of us, when it touches you at home, it wakes you up, you know, and Criss's son has leukemia. He's in remission, 2-year-old son, thank God, right now. But Criss was suddenly painfully aware of the realities of how little is being done. And he started this charity, and yeah, 100%. And even the video shoot, it came out beautiful. It was all borrowed equipment, and that piano, Criss was out there pushing it across the desert because we didn't have a crew. You know, I mean, it's real hands on, and it's legit, and it's heartfelt. And one other thing I just want to say, you know, at a time where everybody is at each other's throats over political and religious and all kinds of things, it's amazing to see people just coming together for kids. I mean, everybody's saying, okay, forget all this other BS. We can unify on this one thing. Kids need our help. They are the future.
Yeah, and they, you know, they're the weakest, and they're the most vulnerable, and, you know, and there's just nobody in the world that doesn't see the truth in what you guys are saying. And you know what? With enough money and enough research and enough effort, you absolutely... Look, think about any childhood diseases we've already cured over the years. You know, now we don't think about polio. We don't think about, you know, so many of these diseases we've been vaccinated against now that would smoke you, leave you, you know, crippled. And so it is possible, man. It's not insurmountable.
Oh, yeah.
It just takes lot of work.
And the thing is that when you hear, and this was something brought up by Biden and Obama, is that the different scientists are working independently. They're not sharing information. They're in a personal race so they can get the patent on this thing. You know, nobody wants to work with each other.
Right.
Pool your damn resources, work together, share information. We're always stronger together. This thing could have been cured already.
Yep.
It's that these companies that are the pharmaceutical companies, they want to own the cure, and they don't want to share their research with anybody. That is just crap.
Yeah.
It's something called the greater good, people. This is the greater good. You know, and Johnny, you and me have worked with kids for years, and the March of Dimes work with, you know, with children, with babies in need, you know, babies, struggling babies and babies who need help. It's just incredibly, we've seen it on that level. So this is just another element of the whole thing.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you guys are doing this. Plus, I'm interested in this. I didn't know about the auction. So, I mean, you've donated stuff, everybody from Siegfried and Roy to Jerry Lewis to Howie Mandel to you know, Tyson to Carrot Top. I mean, it just goes on and on. But then there's some stuff, once-in-a-lifetime stuff, like go to Criss's house, enjoy 2 nights, 3 days at his own private estate. You know, access to his chefs, his pool, gym, movie theater, the Rolls Royce, the meet and greet, the, you know, your own, you know, all these incredible once-in-a-lifetime you know, moments you can have. And if you've got enough money, hell, dude, just like that, most people may not know that Vladimir Kush sculpture, dude, that's worth a lot of money. They're beautiful, really nice.
Yeah, Criss is doing, you know, he's doing an event on September 12th, Las Vegas style. I mean, it's, you know, the biggest names in Vegas, from Tony Orlando and you know, and Vince is going to be there, and just tons of people from the Strip, Wayne Newton. I mean, it's amazing, the who's who of Vegas. I'm going to perform this song live at the event, and again, the auction that he's doing, he's hoping to raise $1 million. And he's a man on a mission. I got to tell you, he has such vision. He's so committed. And, you know, yeah, I mean, it hit home for him. But he realizes he's in a position to do something that others are not. And he can help.
Well, for you.
That celebrity, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, for you, just being a new grandfather, you know, that little baby deciding to pop out on the freeway, you know, when, you know, you're so close to that moment of birth and that, you know, how truly vulnerable and dependent those little kids are. You, I mean, this had to be incredibly emotional for you.
Oh, He talks about, you mean my Viking daughter-in-law who delivered her own baby?
Yeah, so awesome.
In a moving car, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was mind-blowing to have happen. But, yeah, you know, I mean, I've been blessed, and none of my immediate family are affected by cancer. But, like I said, it's just why some of my wife's family members have been, and we have friends who are literally dying right now. And it's ridiculous that this is just going on. And it's ridiculous when you hear about the way we're operating to try and find the cure. Like, again, completely independent companies, no one sharing information, no one helping each other, no one together. We get nowhere to doing that. Historically, you can't have an army be successful if the individual battalions and individual squads are all just fighting their own fights and not working together for the greater good, you know. Right. And this is we've got to come together on this one.
Now, you, your wife must have, what was her response when she saw that video? Which, by the way, if you haven't seen the video we're speaking of, it's a different take on "We're Not Going to Take It," and it's just beautiful. It's a piano in D, and there's a message. And I'm just telling you guys, take some time. Grab a box of Kleenex and go watch it, and then share it. Share it everywhere. All your friends, Facebooks, every place you can think of, your Twitter, go and send those links out. But your wife, she must have been. I'm interested to know what her direct response is the first time you let her see the entire thing.
Well, Suzette is my stylist. She's always been the person behind the makeup and costumes. And when we were getting ready to shoot the video, Chris said, "What are you going to wear?" And I said, "You know, rock star black." And Suzette said, "No, you're not." She said, "This is for kids. I want to see you in white." And I was like, "White? You know, the only one white was when I was in a hospital." I was like, right. She went and got me completely outfitted in white, but she wanted stark contrast. The minute I walk on the screen, you go, it's just something that's not so subtle that you go, I've never seen D like this before. And then I open my mouth and start singing almost a ballad version of "We're Not Going to Take It." So she was in the desert on the set, and she said,
"Yep,
this is going to be amazing." She she was actually out of town. I just saw it last night. She came home. She said, "I told you." She said, "I was there as it was happening. I felt the power in the middle of the desert as you were out there singing." And I said, "This is going to be incredible." And she was right. I mean, the reaction, I haven't seen one negative comment. I mean, on any level. I mean, I guess it's tough to speak negatively about a cause like this, but at the same time, it's just the outpouring is just. I haven't experienced anything like that. This is the 80s, man.
No, I'm telling you, because it's people, again, when it's real, you know, you always know, man. And I took me two times to get all the way through it, but you know, it is a genuine, heartfelt, and the message rings so incredibly true. If it doesn't inspire people, if that thing doesn't raise millions of dollars, nothing will. I'm telling you, man, it's going to drive people to the website. You can go to chrisangel.com, or what's the direct website for him? It's chrisangelhelp.com, correct?
You know, I should know that off the top of my head, but I don't. But the organization is called Help, so I'm pretty sure it's chrisangelhelp.com, yeah.
Well, man, anytime, D. And as soon as a new record pops out, let me know, man. We got to get you out here. We got to go on tour. Got to find out everything, D.
It's strange, man. I'm to close the door on Twisted and to incredible crowds in Europe.
Oh, how'd the documentary go? What was the response?
The response has been, it's been a game changer for Twisted. You know, here at the end of our career, I'm so happy it's there to tell people the story. And, you know, I was just at an event the other day. It was actually a ride for Bob Colburn, who you may know from Rockline, has got cancer.
That's right. That's
and
right.
The radio station out here in California had a ride for him. And so I went down and rode and wound up, you know, joining Taylor Hawkins and his band Chevy Metal. They were there at the event, and we got up and played. And a whole bunch of people there were. Gilby Clark was there, and Steve Jones from the Pistols, and just all these musicians from Jane's Addiction. And they were just all coming up to me. They'd all seen the video, and you could see on their faces, whatever they thought of Twisted before, that seeing that video just changed everything. If they respect us before, they had even more respect. If they didn't care for us before, they now had respect.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And And it's, I'm just seeing that all the people are seeing it all over the world, and it's just changing the perception. It wasn't just this band that came out, you know, came out for a few years, a crazy band that had a couple of big songs and disappeared. No, it was a band that struggled for 10 years, and nobody does 10 years in the trenches like we did.
No.
And we just refused to say no. We refused to take no for an answer and until we finally broke through. So that part's just been incredible. So really ending my time with Twisted on such a high note, 90,000 people in Germany at WAC, and it was just unbelievable. This video, we've got a live DVD of our farewell show in Vegas, and it entered at number one on the Billboard charts. And so just going out with a roar, which I really like. And then I'm going through this new door of doing these new shows, man, are going to be new material now. I've got Pink's band backing me up. It rocks, but it ain't what people are going to expect. So if you're looking for old 80s rock, you're not going to get it on We Are the Ones. It's a different record.
Good. Well, I mean, that's the only way. I mean, evolution has been, well, it's how you've survived this, you know, because we do. We talk about like this. Understand this documentary stops when the band gets big. So it's a 10-year yeah. musical fist fight that's happening. And I knew it would be great in Europe because you were embraced and they got it there before, which happens with a lot of bands, but they got Twisted before the States did. Well, and let me, the States got Twisted. The goddamn record companies in America didn't get Twisted.
Yeah, no kidding. Well,
yeah.
Well, but the States didn't have it. The tri-state area, yeah. You know, where we were based and we had such a huge following, one of those regional phenomenons, you know. We just could not get the record companies to American Records to buy into, and it finally had to go over to the UK. But the story's, you know, the story's great. I mean, that's why the documentarian Andy Horn, he wasn't a fan. He just heard the story and said, "This is like Rocky. I want to tell this story." And you know, and you know, you talk about it ends right when we got big. It's like my book. You know, I talk about I don't talk about now because I'm living this part right now.
Right.
So when I'm done living this part. Just before I die, I'll write that part down. So I got a lot more stuff to talk about.
You do. Well, I mean, what I was going to say is just evolution has been the secret to you. You know, and listen, and this goes for anybody. You get punched, you can lay there, you can get back up again, and that's it. And that's the guys who win fights are the guys who stand back up, and the guys who lay down are the guys who lose the fights. It really is that simple. And you, and nobody's been higher and lower than you, period.
I talked about that in my book, and we talked about that in the video. And if there's any message I want to share with people, because, you know, when everybody falls down, and when you fall down, you feel so alone, you think, and you're embarrassed, you're ashamed, you think that you are by yourself. And the fact is, everybody goes through this. So by sharing these stories, I think, I hope it lifts people up and says, no, you know, I'm going to pick myself back up. I'm going to try it again.
Yeah,
try it again. That's all you can do.
I'll leave you with this. It was an old phrase. It's the measure of a man is not how he succeeds. It's how he fails.
You can't stop. Yeah, and you're absolutely right. So next time we talk, audience, me and Johnny will be doing all the laughing and joking again. we're talking about children's cancer. You got to kind of have a monochrome.
No, but I think I love this side of you, D. And I like that people get to see the side that I've always known since we become friends is that you're a real person you really do care about, you know, others and children and doing the right thing and being a defender. You know, so many times in this world, because you're a well-known celebrity, there's one side that people see or they want to see. And, you know, I think it takes a lot of heart and it takes a lot of truth and a lot of bravery, man, to strip that all away and do something like this. I think it's wonderful, man. I'm proud to know you.
Thanks for appreciating it. Thanks for helping out with the call time. And I got up early. Well, it's West Coast time, so it's not really for you. But you know, I do it for you, brother, and I do it for the kids.
I love you. All right, my friend. Go to bed. See you.
You can't stop rock and roll.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.